Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down a quarter of a cent at 653 and three quarters. May wheat down 2¾ cents at 675 and three quarters. And May beans up 9¾ cents at 1497. The Kansas City wheat market broke hard off its highs. At one point, we're up 10, 11 cents. Closed down about 3.5 cents, broke as much as 16 cents off of the overnight highs. I'm not sure what spooked the market. Maybe the Russians said something, but I haven't seen it yet. Obviously, looking forward to today, we've got the WASDE reports. We had the crop progress last night showing 3% of the corn planted. We have 1% of the spring wheat planted, both behind what traders were looking for. Winter wheat took another hit, down 1 percentage point to 29%. Good to excellent. That's one of the lowest ratings we've ever seen at this time of the year on the wheat. We don't anticipate it's getting any better. Looks like the next 2 weeks is hot and dry for most of southwestern Kansas. And again, I don't really know why Kansas City broke so much. But obviously the big thing today will be the report. We've got a corn average estimate for the carryout at 1.316 billion bushels. We've got the beans at 200 million and the wheat at 576. I think most eyes will be on the bean number to see if it actually winds up being under 200 million. They'll be watching the Argentinian corn and bean production numbers. The Brazil soybean number should be very high. StoneX has got it at 157.7. The average guess out here is 153.6. I personally think it's higher than that. I think it's closer to 155. The Brazilian harvest is pretty much complete, but there's still some logistical problems getting some of the beans out, but it's such a deep discount to U.S. beans that I can't see the Chinese really coming too much for U.S. beans. Now, with that being said, the Argentinian number, we're looking for 29 million metric tons. It's down 4 million metric tons. You know, that's going to be an issue for the meal and oil. Ultimately, the meal was up 470 overnight. The oil was steady. But moving forward, I think the beans probably have the best chance of a rally out here. Kansas City wheat, again, ought to be strong. But, you know, I wish I knew why we had such a big break overnight. I don't think the world stocks will have a big impact out here, but we'll see what the report says at 11 o'clock. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.